Hey everybody, this is Chris Eggleston, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Draft. Today, I just want to share some thoughts with you, and this will only be a couple minutes, but I have this rule, an 80-20 rule. And I came up with this 80-20 rule primarily because a lot of my clients who want to start marketing their information or selling the information in the form of a book, maybe an audio program, maybe a video program, an online course, something like that. And they would come to me with these desires to be able to do that. But at the same time, they were holding themselves back because they lacked the confidence in their ability to be perceived as an expert. And what I discovered from going through this process with several different people is that really it came down to because they didn't think they knew enough. Right? I don't know enough is what they would tell me than the other people. I don't know enough to be able to actually sell this. So I need to learn how to learn more or to really distinguish myself. And so as I thought about that, I got thinking about how do we do that? How do we help them get the confidence they need? And that's where my 80-20 rule came in. And to help you better understand the 80-20 rule and the application of it, I'm going to share a story with you. So there was a university that decided to do a little experiment. And what they did was they picked one of their classes in a specific course and said, okay, we're going to pull the professor from the class for the remaining of the semester, and we're going to introduce a new professor. But this was the catch. The new professor was actually a student. Okay, he was the same grade level as the other students in the class. He didn't possess any extra knowledge or abilities. He hadn't taken the course before. He didn't know the curriculum. He wasn't a genius student. He was an average student. And so they brought administration in one day to the class and said, told the students, hey, your professor's going to be out for the remaining of the semester, but we have an interim professor. This is Professor so-and-so, and he'll finish teaching you guys throughout the rest of the semester. And so he did. He continued to teach the course without failure. Now, how did he do it, right? Like, what's the catch? How was he able to do that? To teach a course he had no previous knowledge in, to a class full, a university class, which could have been, 50 to 100 to 200 students who may have been smarter than him or may have been more advanced than him. But yet he was able to come off as the interim professor and actually teach this course. So how was he able to do it? Well, he said that all he did was he stayed one chapter ahead in the curriculum. He was one chapter ahead in the curriculum. So if he was teaching chapter 9, he had already pre-read and studied chapter 10, or through chapter 10. Even though chapter 10 wasn't going to be taught until the next week or the next class, he had already gone through and studied all the way through chapter 10. He was teaching chapter 9 today, but had got himself through chapter 10 as far as reading it and studying it and learning what he needed to learn from it, which enabled him to be prepared enough to teach this class for the remainder of the semester. Okay, so how do we apply that? And what's the 80-20 rule? So the 80-20 rule is this. You need to know 20% more than 80% of the people. Let me repeat that. You, as the expert, need to know 20% more than 80% of the people. Okay? So let's break it down a little bit more for some more clarification, okay? So 20% more, what does that mean? So in my industry, when I first started in the internet marketing world, I knew absolutely nothing, to be completely honest. All I knew is that I loved the blogging concept, and I loved business development, and I really wanted to do something with that. And so I jumped into this world of discovery, of learning, and this was like about 10 years ago now, but I jumped into a world of learning and discovery about how to use a blog to market a business, how to use a blog to develop a business. And today we refer that to content marketing, right? And our blogs have become our content platforms, right? And that's pretty common today. But back in 2006, 2007, when I started this process, it wasn't popular. It wasn't something people were adopting very quickly, if at all. Right? So I studied and I learned a lot. But I didn't know everything. I didn't have all the answers. I knew that I knew at least 20% more than the people I was talking to. And because I had that 20% more knowledge than the 80% of the people, those people who were my target market, I knew that I could talk with them and that I could answer questions and I could sound intelligent and I would have good answers and I'd have good strategies and I'd have good ideas based on that 20% more knowledge that I had, right? And over time, my knowledge has increased and grown. And so now I may have 80% more knowledge now than most of the people that I talk to. But really, if we flip that around, if I have 80% more knowledge, then I only have 80% more knowledge than 20% of the people. Because there are so many other people in my industry teaching internet marketing, network marketing, and all these different concepts that it's unlikely that you've never heard anybody teach a marketing concept on, you know, based on internet marketing. It's very unlikely because it's so popular and people have adopted it so rapidly and vivaciously. So let's look at this again from your perspective as you wanting to be perceived as the expert, as the solution to your ideal customer's problems. Again, it doesn't have to be in the information niche, right? This can apply to any business. You as a contractor, a plumber, a home cleaner, a window cleaner, a real estate agent, it all applies. You just need to make sure that you continually grow and increase so that you can maintain your 20% more knowledge than 80% of the people. Okay, so think about that and how it applies to you and put yourself in the situation of somebody you worked with in the last couple of months, right? One of your previous clients. Chances are you've worked with somebody, let's say if you're in real estate, maybe a client came to you and said, I want to sell my house. Now, did they know the process? Maybe they sold a house before, so maybe they knew something, but did they know all the details about how to sell their house? No, they probably didn't. And you probably taught them a lot of things and you probably gave them a lot of advice, right? So you at least knew 20% more that made you a resource to them, that made you an expert to them, so that they felt that you were qualified enough to help them sell their house. So that's the 80-20 rule. You have to know 20% more. You only have to know 20% more than 80% of the people to be viewed as an expert. Okay, so if you can do that, right, you already have the knowledge, right? You already have the knowledge because whatever you've been doing long enough, you've been studying long enough that you have the knowledge. But now the part that gets a little bit complicated is how do you market that? How do you market the fact that you know 20% more? Well, you share the knowledge, right? If you want people to be able to understand that you are an expert and perceive you as an expert and accept you as a credible resource, then you need to start sharing that 20% more knowledge that you have, right? Sure, you're going to wrap a lot of that knowledge into a program that they can purchase, but if you want them to get to the point where they're purchasing that program or that book, then you need to be able to share a little bit of your value, a little bit of that 20% knowledge upfront, openly and freely, so that they can feel like, hey, yeah, they do know more than I do. Oh yeah, that's been great advice. Yeah, I was able to apply that and it was helpful. So now you're perceived as an expert. Now, again, if we step outside of the information business and look at a real estate agent, it's the same thing. You need to have a way to help people see, to expose your 20% plus knowledge. Okay, they need to be able to go to your website and read a blog post or go to your website and watch a video of you talking about market rates and talking about the 10 best tips on how to sell your house fast or how to get more than you're asking for, right? So you need to share this information with them. And this is probably something you've heard before, but I think where we get messed up is we get too stuck in our own heads thinking about, man, I got to come up with all this information. But you already have the information, right? What I'm doing right now, this little spiel I'm giving you right now in this episode, I did not prepare anything. All I did was I wrote down on a piece of paper what I was going to talk about. I wrote down that I was going to talk about the 80-20 rule of becoming an expert. And everything else that I'm sharing with you, I'm just pulling out of my brain. It's just coming to me. You could do the same thing. If you came up with a topic, and it doesn't have to be as cool as an 80-20 rule to becoming an expert, right? But if you came up with a topic, you could sit down in front of a camera, or you could plug into your iPhone with a microphone and start talking about that topic. And it doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to be super amazing, but you could share enough information where people could get value from it, and it would help them move along in the process. Whether they were trying to do something on their own, or you're moving along in the process of bringing you on board, or bringing you on board as their expert. Okay. So again, the 80-20 rule is this: you only need to know 20% more than 80% of the people. Okay. So go and apply that. My homework to you would be to go get a microphone, plug it into your phone, and press record, and start talking about a very specific topic. And then listen to it. And then you will be able to hear how much value you do have on specific topics. And then go through, and this is what I do, go through and create a list of ideas, topics that you like to talk about, things that excite you, and then just go through and start doing little recordings. Start with audio because audio is easy. You can do it in your pajamas. Your makeup doesn't have to be done. Your hair doesn't have to be perfect. And you can just begin to practice this to get confidence in yourself, and then you need to go back and listen to it. And this is the hard part for me, is to go back and listen to myself. But as I do that and I think, oh, wow, that sounds really good. Wow, I really had a lot of great information to share. Wow, I'm pretty smart, right? Like, now I'm realizing that, hey, I do know this stuff. I am good at this stuff. I am good enough at this stuff to be able to share it with other people, right? And now you get confident in the fact that I have the 20% more than 80% of the people. All right, so go do it. Remember, marketing draft is about practice. Marketing draft is about experiments, okay? So you got to go and you got to experiment with this. Your first time's not going to be perfect, but if you don't try at all, then you're never going to accomplish it, okay? So go and experiment. This is an idea, a concept that you can apply into your business. Anybody can do this in any industry. It doesn't matter. You have an expertise that other people do not have. If you share that with them, the people that are looking for that information will find it, devour it, and view you as a credible source. Okay? So go and experiment. Thanks for listening to Marketing Draft. This is Chris Eggleston. It's been great, and I'll see you in the next episode.